Good morning. It is 8:41. It's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Aerodith, Tyler Gom, Nick Isher. Thanks for being with us here this morning. It is Tuesday, and boy, we're just not too far off from Christmas. A little more than just 2.5 weeks away from it. And you know, it's this is the time of year to be in the spirit of giving, and it's so great to see so many people. In fact, tomorrow morning we're going to talk about a coats program, coat giveaway that's been going on here in Galesburg. But to see young people step up and do exactly that, and they want to make some other child's life better this holiday season, so wonderful to see. Joining us here this morning is somebody who's doing just that. She's 8 years old. She's a third grader. Her name is Bailey Mayfield. Bailey, good morning. How are you today?
Good.
Thanks for coming in with us. Do you go to Mabel Woolsey?
Yeah.
Okay. And her dad, Eric, joining us. Eric, good morning. How are you today?
Great. Thanks for having us.
Well, thanks for coming this morning. Bailey, let's start off. Where did you come up with the idea in the first place? What made you want to give gifts to some other kids?
Me and my dad went last summer to take some scrap metal to the scrapyard, and since then I have been interested in the whole process and excited about the money you get after working hard. Then me and my dad had the idea to ask people from Facebook for donations of scrap that they would want to get rid of. We offered we could come load it up, haul it away, and turn it into the scrapyard. Then the money we get will be used to buy gifts for kids on the Angel Tree that might not get that much for Christmas.
So you're kind of doing, kind of killing two birds with one stone. You're helping people kind of clean up some stuff, some junk they may have.
Yes.
And then you're getting the money for it, and then you're turning around and getting gifts for kids. Well, why did you want to kind of get the gifts for the other kids? It just is something you had seen that you knew about, and you thought, hey, it'd be nice. You know, I have a good family. I know I'm going to get gifts. I want all kids to be able to get gifts. Was that kind of what you were thinking?
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good. So it sounds like so far that you've been able to get a lot of donations so far. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. So between you and your dad and your little sister helping you out too.
Sort of.
Harper. Well, she's only three, right?
Yes.
So.
Right. Well, she's been along on some of it, but yeah. Bailey's been heading it up. She maps out our route on a Saturday morning. She puts it out on a notebook and types it in the Google Maps and tells us where to go.
Well, it sounds like one of the other neat things, Bailey, is that when you're out collecting some of the scrap metal, that you're also, it's not just the scrap metal you're getting, that some people are kind of helping you out in other ways, too. Is that right?
Yeah, people have gave me money, just handed me it.
Yeah.
One man even gave me a pair of gloves that fit my hands better than the ones I was using.
Oh, great. So when you're carrying that metal, that's a great idea.
Yeah, we've met some great people and really nice folks and had some lot of good time together and some fun experiences. After one day of collecting, we got home and noticed she'd lost the heel off her boot.
Oh,
so
man.
So she was really getting after it that
yeah.
day.
Bailey Mayfield joining us. She's 8 years old. She's a third grader at Mabel Woolsey Grade School over in Knoxville. She's collecting scrap metal and turning it into money, buying gifts for kids on the Angel Tree. And her dad, Eric, with us. And Eric, when did Bailey first come to you with this idea?
Really, once, kind of like she say, we took some metal in May, June, and she was really curious about that process. And then as soon as we got back, I noticed a few extra bags in the garage. And all summer, she saved all the tin cans in one bag and all the aluminum cans in another bag. And then we took that in this fall, and it didn't add up to a whole lot. But the people at the scrapyard right outside of Knoxville there at Jay's, they were really nice. And they threw in a few extra dollars and threw a juice box to her and her sister. And ever since then, they've been hooked, and you know, we got to do more of this. So,
well, I mean, as a parent, you have to feel really good because it's touching to the rest of us also. So as a parent, it has to make you feel really good that she came up with this idea to help others out.
Absolutely. And it is a great, uplifting, warm feeling, and we've got to spend lots and lots of good quality time together in addition.
So. Well, and also a learning experience in so many ways. Kind of talk, Bailey, about some of the things you've learned through this process.
I've got to learn about different kinds of metal, like copper, brass, aluminum, and what they're all worth at the scrapyard.
Yeah, so like your dad said, you were separating them out. You don't just throw them all together. You had to have to separate them all and everything. Yeah. Is that something you take care of yourself?
Sort of. I have to help. I have to ask him what kinds of metal they are, but sometimes I can tell.
Yeah, and sometimes they're probably a little bit heavy too, aren't they? Maybe you need dad.
You're going to come haul away my refrigerator?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, she's picked up quite a few of those. So she's got some magnets and help her tell what's magnetic and what's not with the different types of metals to get the most out of it. So
yeah. What about, there's got to be some fun. Talk about some of the best parts of doing this.
Well, I get to spend time with dad and I get to meet new people. And we're doing it for a good cause that the kids might not be as fortunate as us.
Yeah, that's such a great thing. Bailey Mayfield, her dad Eric, joining us here this morning. So you've gotten to get a lot of gifts so far. So how many kids have you gotten gifts for so far?
I've got 14 kids so far, but I took a load this past weekend. And I have enough to get 4 more kids, but my goal is 25 kids.
Wow, that's so cool. That is so cool. What, I mean, is there any, so the angel tree, they kind of say on that what it is they want? Is that what you do? Get them what it says on the card?
Yeah, it tells you their age, if they're a boy or a girl, and then it just has 3 or 4 things at the bottom.
Oh, that's really nice. So you're going to make somebody's Christmas a whole lot better than maybe it would have been. All right, so your scrap, as your dad mentioned, you take it to Jay's Auto Salvage, just located just outside Knoxville. Yep. And it sounds like they've been really nice to you and kind of helped you out as well. And
mm-hmm.
I bet you kind of like meeting them, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody would like to help you out, if they've got scrap metal or maybe they want to help you with a little bit of money, how would they go about doing that? How can they get a hold of you?
You could call or text my dad at 309-351-9520. We'll come pick up whatever you have.
There you go, Tyler, your fridge.
All right.
I would say make Tyler load it, though. They'll drive it off. But well, this is such a really neat thing. So you said you want to get for at least 25 kids. You'd like to?
Yes.
Yeah. So if you get enough money for more than that, will you keep going and get even more?
Probably.
Yeah, that's a really neat thing. Well, you have a really good heart, Bailey, and you're doing a really, really good thing. So do you have plans for the future now that you've started doing this? You want to maybe start it and just start once Christmas is over, do some more collecting and get ready for next Christmas?
Well, we had the idea since I thought of this kind of at the end of December. We didn't have much time. So we thought maybe I could collect it, like, throughout the year next year so then we wouldn't be as rushed.
Yeah, absolutely. So you have some more time and you have the money all set aside and ready and it sounds like it's gonna, hopefully Eric's something just gonna steamroll and people are gonna help and get involved.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been thrilled with the response and turnout, and we've picked up a few things from somebody and they may call back a few days later and say they found some more, or maybe one gentleman, I think, been saving aluminum cans all for a year or two and had a whole trailer full. She turned in over 200 pounds of aluminum cans.
Wow. That's
and really, that was really great because she could throw those bags around and really get into that on her own. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the community's been very generous.
Well, I say blow up Eric's phone if you want to help out. 351-9520 if you've got scrap metal, or even if you want to help out monetarily, he'll let you know how you can do that. And Bailey and your little sister's Harper, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, and she helps where she can, right?
Sort of.
Okay. Well, maybe in a year or so or a couple of years, she'll be able to give you a little more help, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, Bailey, I want to thank you so much for what you're doing for all these other kids. It's a really, really great thing, and hopefully a lot of the rest of the community will step up and help you out even more. Thank you, Bailey. Thanks for coming in with us this morning. Really appreciate it. But let me ask you, is there any particular thing you want for Christmas?
No,
to think about that. Really?
Not really.
Copper?
No? Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Some copper, right?
Right.
Yeah, no particular toy or anything, book or something like that? No, you're just happy with whatever you get, huh?
Yep.
Well, that's a good thing. That's even better. Remember that, Dad.
That's right. We're set.
We've got it recorded.
Yep. All right. Well,
thank
Bailey.
You.
Yep. Again, thanks so much, Bailey. Appreciate it. Eric, thank you so much. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.